Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Air Force One. I've never been on Air Force One. I'd enjoy being on Air Force One. There is a custom. Well, first of all, there isn't just one Air Force One. Any plane the president is on is Air Force One. There's a whole bunch of planes that the Air Force have. Smaller planes for coastal flights up and down the east or west coast. Planes for international flights, cross-country flights. Because the minute the president's on it, things get shut down. Airports get shut down. Air traffic controllers tell people to stay away. Nobody else can land or take off until they're told that they can. Air Force One is any plane the president is on. Well, this coming week, President Biden flying to Texas. Texas has been badly hit by a cold snap. They did not winterize their grid. People froze to death. People were without water. They were told to boil water, and people would say, what water and how do we boil it? Because we have no power. The government, it was a Republican government, unregulated, resulted in deaths and excessive charges. 17 grand for 5 days of power, and some of them, they have a deregulated grid. Disgusting. The whole thing was totally screwed up. It was a Republican operation. But he's going to go down there, going to inspect it, offer words of encouragement. He's declared a disaster area. They're going to get money, and it's a very, very good thing he's doing it. Now, he's flying down in Air Force One. Any plane he's on is Air Force One. So, okay, but this is one. There's a couple of planes that are really well set out with communications gear. It's quite a deal. There is a custom that when the president flies to a state, he invites the senators from that state, Republican or Democrat, to fly with him on Air Force One. So when they land and they come out and the local TV cameras are there, they get a little squeeze. They come down and people say, oh, he was on Air Force One. This time, for the first time that I remember in memory, Biden is not inviting the Texas senators to fly with him. Those are Ted Cruz and John Cornyn. Now, John Cornyn is a moderate, by their standards, Republican, in the sense that he doesn't contest the legitimacy of the election. Isn't that sad? In other words, he's a moderate because he sticks to the Constitution. On everything else, he's right wing. But Cruz is serpentine. Cruz is a skunk-like, lizard-like individual. And Biden simply won't have him on the plane. Because Cruz is the guy that said it's an illegitimate election and voted not to accept the certification. Cruz is the one that yawns about the January 6th insurrection. And when the police chief was talking about the terrible violence against police officers, he sat in the committee hearing, looking at his phone, reading messages and sending messages. Joe Biden will not have Ted Cruz on his plane. I wouldn't have him on the plane either. It's very hard then to invite just Cornyn. You invite one senator, that's kind of weird. So Joe Biden is not inviting either one of them. If there were a Democratic senator down there, if Beto O'Rourke had been elected 2 years ago, in a heartbeat, Biden would have invited O'Rourke and Cornyn and the Republican. Or if any normal Republican were in that Senate seat other than Cruz, Biden would have invited him. Two Republicans. It's customary, but not this time. So Biden will not invite Cruz and Cornyn. And I suspect, and I have no inside information, but knowing Biden and his ways, very, very good relationships, very good relationships with the Senate. I suspect that either he personally or Ron Klain, his chief of staff, called Cornyn. Said, John, look, you know that we think a lot of you. We know that we'd invite you, but this other nut job we just can't have, and it'd be weird to just do you. He said, I understand, Mr. President. I think that happened. Because Cornyn is not saying anything about it. And the fact is that nobody in the Senate even likes Cruz. What they say is there are two kinds of people in the world. The people who don't like Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz. Those are the two kinds of people. Lindsey Graham, even little Wormwood, sneaky little Wormwood, Lindsey Graham once said, if Ted Cruz was shot on the floor of the Senate, there would be 99 other senators who said they saw nothing. Now, that's a strange thing to say. I mean, about anybody, much less a senator, your fellow senator, much less in your own party. So Cornyn was not insulted at all by the fact that Cruz is not going on Air Force One. He understands why he can't go on Air Force One, and I think everything will be hunky-dory. And Biden will go down there. He's approving disaster relief funds, even though they have an incompetent Governor Abbott, right-wing Republican, a really vicious lieutenant governor, very, very right-wing and vicious, and the attorney general's under indictment, a Republican. They're pieces of work. But Biden will fly in, he'll tour the sites, and he will show that there's national leadership that's standing with Texas and standing with the United States. One other very good thing that's happened in the Biden administration, they've just hit 50 million vaccine doses in the first 5 weeks of Biden's presidency. So in those 5 weeks, 10 million doses a week. He had talked about 1 million a day. It's higher than that. It's about 1,200,000 or 300,000 a day. And it's going up. And we're aided by the fact that Moderna and Pfizer say that they can increase production and make it quicker. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is going to come on, and it should be very shortly that everybody who wants a vaccine can have one. When I say very shortly, I don't mean tomorrow. I don't mean the day after tomorrow, but certainly by into the spring and the early summer. And when you think about the fact that nobody even took this coronavirus seriously a year ago, January, February, 2020. You know, Trump lied about it and said that it's going away and there's only 30 cases. But even the people that cared figured it come under control, and to have not only a vaccine, many vaccines approved and online and in arms a year later is extraordinary. And the message has got to go out there. There are a lot of anti-vaxxers and vaccine hesitators. Well, we can't have that. We don't want it. You cannot risk everybody else. Get the vaccine. It's fine. Tens of millions of people have gotten it already without bad effects whatsoever and plenty of good effects. The deaths are down. The incidence of catching COVID are down. And, you know, frankly, the courts have ruled that you can require somebody to have a vaccine as a condition of employment if they interact with customers of the public. And at some point, they're just going to have to say, you get the vaccine or sayonara, and quit fooling around, quit being an anti-vaxxer. Quit being an anti-vaxxer. Speaking of anti-vaxxers, the leader, Republican leader of the Michigan State Senate is a guy named Mike Shirky. Mike Shirky. Mike Shirky is a piece of work among pieces of work, Republican. He just announced that the January 6th insurrection, in his opinion, was a hoax. It did not happen. And that the far left is trying to cancel him. Now, this is the guy. This would be sort of like the Robin Voss of Michigan. Now, Robin Voss may feel the same way. I mean, Robin Voss is the guy that said, oh, you can vote in April without masks. It's fine. You'll be good. And then he shows up in like what looks like a hazmat suit. But at least he's a little more careful about staying nut job stuff. Although he's trying to stop the mask mandate. But Mike Shirky went one farther. How can you say, how can anybody rationally say that the January 6th insurrection was a hoax? Did you see the QAnon shaman on TV Shirky? I mean, did you see the guy with the horns, the fur, and the war paint? Who'd you think that was? The mayor of D.C. or what? I mean, do you think this was a morality play, a kabuki dance of some sort? And when you say the far left is trying to cancel him, that's what he said. Far left. Who in the far left is trying to cancel him? What are they doing? He's in the state senate. Listen, even paranoids have enemies. I understand that. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. I get that too. But hey, Mike, they're not after you that way. They will be a Democratic opponent. You are in a gerrymandered seat. You have protected yourself. And apparently you can say and do whatever nut job stuff you want. But, you know, Michigan is a major state. Michigan is very similar to Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois and Indiana. We have a culture of the Midwest, and one of them is not say nut job stuff. When you're in a position of authority, everybody in this country has seen the insurrection. They've seen it many times. The brutality, the screams, woman shot, police officer killed, another one eye poked out, three fingers ripped off on another, brain damage two others, stabbed with a pole. You calling this a hoax? You calling this a hoax? And then you're saying that the far left is trying to cancel you? Why? Because the Democrats going to run against you next time? That's called democracy. That's not canceling you. That's not canceling you. We do want you out of office. We do want you out of office, but we do not need a paranoid in there as the head of the Senate. He's not just a backbencher. He's the head of the Senate because he's in a gerrymandered Republican majority Senate. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.